As I was looking over this passage this year, it struck me that the three wise men, or the wise people that we know of, we don't know exactly how many there were in that caravan that went from the east to the west and followed a star, that they were seekers after the light. They had been people who had studied the stars, studied scriptures of various types, and were scholars of many fields. And that movement of learning, that movement of following where whatever spirit was leading them, led them into a journey towards the light. And it began with a star in the sky that they had been studying, that the star would appear, and what this star meant to them, that if that star appeared, it would mean that the birth of the King of the Jews and the King of the world would be born. So these travelers were not travelers of today. They were travelers long, long ago. They didn't have GPS. They didn't have cell phones to have GPS. They didn't have planes, trains, or automobiles. They had camels, they had horses, they had beasts of burden that could take them on this journey. But they chose to go on the journey towards the light. They chose to follow that star because they knew that star was bringing them to the King of the Jews. They knew that star was bringing them to the hope of the world, to the light of the world. And so they traveled. They traveled for weeks, months, years. We don't really know how long they traveled. Our Christmas pageants have them traveling right after the shepherds arrive. But that probably was not the sequence that happened when Jesus was born. Remember last week, Herod chose to kill children 2 years and younger. So it could have taken them anywhere up to 2 years from the time the star first appeared in the sky till it was over Bethlehem. They traveled because they knew the importance of this birth of this Jesus. But we have another set of wise men in this story. They are the scribes, and the priests of Herod. Weren't they studying too? Weren't they studying scriptures? Weren't they reading? Weren't they growing in their faith? Weren't they looking for things? It appeared they weren't, because had they been, wouldn't they have known that Jesus had been born? I want to stop here for a minute just for us to think about this. When we think we know everything in this book, we stop growing and we stop learning. If we are on the same light-seeking journey as the travelers from the east, if we are seeking to be in a loving and light relationship with God, that God's light pours down upon us so that we can spread it in the world, then we need to be seeking God's scriptures regularly. We need to be studying so that we can be transformed from the inside out. We are never, never too old to learn. We are never too young to learn. God cannot transform us if we stop seeking the light. God can only transform us if we are willing to step into that place of study and hear how God is seeing within us that which is light and that which is dark. The media has made a big thing of a particular series of movies of a particular science fiction origin called Star Wars. Some of you may have heard of Star Wars. Some of you may have not heard of Star Wars. But there was in this particular saga the gift, the journey of light and dark, and how all of us have both light and dark within us. And that the struggle in life is always to work towards the light and to diminish the darkness, to let the light within us overcome the darkness within us and overcome the darkness of the world. And granted, they had lightsabers and all sorts of fun and exciting things. We have something much more fun and exciting to deal with in our spiritual light-seeking journeys, and that's the light and love of Jesus Christ. that comes into our hearts and transforms us so that we could transform the world. Because take a breath and go back to Jerusalem and those light-seeking people who came and met with King Herod. It says all of Jerusalem was afraid. Why was all of Jerusalem afraid? They were afraid because of the tyrant sitting on the throne. But all of Jerusalem could have made a difference to one man sitting on a throne if they were light-seeking and on their light-seeking journey. Instead, their fear kept them in that place of darkness. Their fear kept them isolated and kept them from growing in their life of grace, kept them away from the journey towards the light. And granted, Herod was a good tyrant, because he made sure they were afraid. He made sure they were afraid. So much so that he met in secret with these wise men so that he could find out where the baby was, because he knew they weren't going to tell him. He knew that his people wouldn't know where the child was. We can't let fear and darkness overcome us. We can't let it paralyze us. We can't let it stop us from growing. We can't let it stop us on our own light-seeking journeys. I don't know what the tyrants are in your heart and in your life, but we all have a tyrant of some form. And at some point, you have to stand up to it. You have to shine God's, or allow God's light to shine through you and in you, so that that tyrant, that thing which holds you back from a true relationship with God, is wiped out by the light. The other important part of this journey that these men seeking the light did was when they got to there, when they got to Jesus, they didn't immediately walk into Jesus' home with their presence outreached. Like, hey, here I am. I brought you the biggest Christmas gift ever. They walked in and knelt before the throne. In fact, well, before the cradle. To pay homage in this time frame would mean not just to kneel, but to prostrate yourself, lay completely flat, completely vulnerable on the ground before the one that you are honoring, paying homage to. And they honored a baby in that manner. And then they got up and went and got the gifts to present to the King of the Jews, to the King of our hearts, to the light of the world. So it's not what we give, it's that we give from our heart that matters. That part of our journey is the journey of our heart, that we give our heart first to the Lord, and that which we have comes after. But Matthew tells us that in a dream they were told not to tell Herod. Matthew's really good at dreams, and we're spending quite a few months with Matthew. Matthew loves dreams, and in that dream he told them, don't go back. So my favorite passage or verse in this is that they left for their own country by another road. So those of us who are on life-seeking, light-seeking and life-seeking journeys, when we meet Christ, our path has been a particular path. And when we allow Christ into our lives, when we allow that light into our hearts and into our minds and into our spirits, we're transformed. So even when we go back home, we go back on a different road, because we're never the same. We are never the same once we accept Christ in our hearts and in our lives. The journey of light is a journey of transformation, and it never ceases as long as we continue to seek the light of Christ, so that as we return to our own country, we return different people on a different road.